ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Backseat Producers, Backseat Box Office, and The Maths proudly bring to you the results show for episode 71 of Backseat Box Office. Yes, we list the top 5 results of the weekend box office just the way you like to hear it. I'm sorry, I cannot keep that voice up. It's just, you'd have to turn off the podcast. It would just be too horrible. This is William Paul. Standard disclaimer we always give at the beginning of every results show. If this is your first time listening to Backseat Box Office, well, first off, welcome. Glad to have you. Second off, let's go ahead and, if you could, go ahead and turn off the episode. Go back, listen to a regular episode, and then come on back. The regular episode's much more entertaining, much more enjoyable than my pitiful attempts at humor. Are you laughing? You smiling? No, of course not. Anyway, as I said, we go over the top 5 results of the weekend box office. We play a little game. We have a little bit of fun. We have a little bit of participation from the audience, from the peanut gallery. You're always welcome to join us. I'll tell you a little bit about that at the end of the podcast. Now, what we go ahead and do is we rank the top 5 movies of the weekend. We give everybody playing, everybody participating, a 25. The closer you get to matching those 5 movies, the closer you get to keeping that 25. People with an exact match get a 25. People that get more and more wrong just get a lower and lower score. Trust me, it's not bad having a low score. There's somebody named William at the bottom of yeah, we can get to that. Trust me. This week, with our participants, we actually have 3, yes, count them, 3 25s. Now, what does that mean to you? It means that 3 people got the results exactly right. Usually, I'd start going through what the top 5 results are before mentioning what people got as scores. But you know what? Since we actually have a voicemail listing the top 5 results, let's go ahead and take a listen to Scott, and he can tell us what the top 5 movies are.
Hey guys, Scott here again with the voicemail thing. Andrew, thanks for the plug. Tony, I realize I need like a new domain name and to move my shit to like WordPress or some such similar thing as opposed to my crummy Blogspot site. Of course, that kind of requires money and time. Time I've got, money not so much. It'll happen. Eventually. But I guess on to the picks. Okay, so we in terms of new stuff coming out, we've got The Gray, which I liked a hell of a lot better when it was called The Edge, and Anthony Hopkins fought a bear in my hometown. That happened. I think Russell Crowe was in that movie. I'm not going to look it up. Screw Katherine Heigl. I hate her so much. And that plot sounds stupid. I don't think I like One for the Money at all. Man on the Ledge might be neat, but apparently some spokespeople from Summit have said that they don't expect to break into double digits on the opening weekend. So there's that. And what else? What else is coming out? We've got The Descendants, Hugo, and The Artist all expanding. Hugo and The Artist not expanding much, though. So The Descendants might make things a little tricky towards the bottom end of the list, but I'm just going to ramble and do my predictions now. Okay, so at number one, I'm going to throw The Gray. As much as it sounds like a joke, I think people might see it. 2 and 3 are going to be tricky picks for me because it's basically a toss-up between Underworld and One for the Money. And when I saw Underworld, opening day, mind you, because I'm weird like that, most of the audience were late 20s, early 30-ish women who I couldn't tell if they were True Blood fans crossing over into other vampire media or former vampire LARPers having a nostalgia trip. But either way, I think there's a certain amount of overlap for this funky bounty hunter novel series. But I think Underworld's got a little staying power. I think it's going to do slightly better, and I'm going to keep that at number two. At number three, I'm going to give it to One for the Money. Number four, I'm going to say Red Tails. I think World War II explosion movie has some legs left. And then I'm going to give number five to Man on a Ledge. I think enough people have heard that Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close is extremely lame and incredibly boring to drive the crowds away. But we'll see. Apparently I'm good at this game. That's what the leaderboard tells me. I have no confidence in that. I think I'm just dumb luck is better than no luck. Catch you next week.
Now, to go ahead and follow up with that, thank you, Scott. A little long-winded there. Not a problem. Take all the time you want when you want to give us a call, if you want to leave a voicemail. Top five results to recap: him, Kugron, and Mark, all with 25s this week. We've got The Gray at number one, Underworld at number two, One for the Money at number three, Red Tails at number four, and Man on a Ledge at number five. Now, of course, because we want to go ahead and take into account what everybody that participated could have picked, I also should mention Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close at number six, Contraband at number seven, Descendants at number eight, and Beauty and the Beast 3D at number nine. Now, as I said, there were the three participants, got 25. Scott, Kugron, and Mark, congratulations, boys. Next, we have a new participant, Da Hobbit, and hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. We know how I get about pronunciations of people's names. I'm just horrible at it. And so, Da Hobbit, if you need to correct me, go right ahead. I do not mind. I've got a thick skin. Wait, this is me we're talking about. You guys heard last week's show? I guess my skin ain't so thick. Anyway, what I was saying, Da Hobbit got Gray at number one, One for the Money at number two, Underworld number three, transpose those two, and then Red Tails and Man on the Ledge at four and five, got those in the right place with only the two transposed. That is a 23, our only 23 for the week. Welcome to the game, Da Hobbit. Next, we've got, it looks like, three 21s. We've got Jeff. He got Gray at in right spot, Red Tails at number two instead of number four, One for the Money right on the money, Underworld at number four instead of number two, and Man on a Ledge at number five. Transposing Red Tails and Underworld took a little bit larger hit, 2 points per spot instead of the one per spot like the Hobbit got, but that's okay. 21, still respectable score. Then we go to Uriah. He got Gray and Underworld in the correct spot. Man on Ledge at number three instead of five. Red Tails at number four, right on. And One for the Money at number five instead of three. Next we get Goose Girl. She got Gray, Underworld, Man on Ledge at number three, One for the Money at four, and Red Tails at number five. Now, because she chose Man on the Ledge a little bit higher than it actually came in, it shifted everything slightly. 21, still a very good score. Next, we have BD and Lena, both with 19s. Yes, Lena. I'm sorry, Lena. I see your name, how it's written, and I just assumed that that's how it had been pronounced. I'll make sure not to get it wrong in the future. Now we can move on to 19s. We've got a whole swath of 19s. First up, we have BD and Helena, both with the same picks, Gray at number one, Man on the Ledge at number two, One for the Money at number three, Underworld at four, and Red Tails at number five. We move on to our next group of 19s, which is Jonathan and Andrew It's so cute that they want to stay together. Really, boys, don't get me started again. Gray at number 1, Man on Legend number 2, Underworld at number 3, One for the Money at number 4, and Red Tails at number 5. So with Man on the Ledge, you kind of did what Goose Girl did, but you moved Man on the Ledge slightly higher than what it actually came in and what she had predicted. Next, we move on to two more 19s, two voicemails. So we're going to go ahead and listen to those voicemails right now.
Hey, this is Tad Mesa calling. Excuse me, calling with my picks for this week. Hey, I've been having fun playing Gambit with you guys. It's been fun, even though I got creamed. But anyway, my picks for this week are number 1, The Gray; number 2, One for the Money; number 3, Man on a Ledge; number 4, Underworld Awakening; and number 5, Red Tails. Good luck, everybody, and have a good week. Tad out. Bye.
Hey, this is Art calling in my picks for the week. I'm going to go with The Gray at number 1, One for the Money at number 2, Man on the Ledge at number 3, Underworld Awakening number 4, and Red Tails number 5. Kind of disturbing, there's no kid movie for the week, so hopefully we won't see a resurgence in Beauty and the Beast. I don't think there's any way I can come up that much, but just nothing for the kids to go see. Kind of sad. All right, thanks. Bye.
To recap, we have both Tad and Art with The Gray at number 1, One for the Money at number 2, Man on the Ledge at number 3, Underworld at number 4, and Red Tails at number 5. Next, we move on to Monty, the last remaining 19, with The Gray at 1, One for the Money at number 2, Man on the Ledge at number 3, Red Tails, oh, you got that right, at number 4, and then Underworld. I guess you should have had more faith in the vampires, Monty, at number 5. Then our host, Tony, One for the Money at number 1. I mean, really, I had more faith in the Housewives of America, just like Tony did, but we're talking about Tony's picks right now, not mine. One for the Money with at number 1. He put Gray at number 2. Man on the Ledge and Underworld. He transposed how they actually came in and being one spot lower. So that's Man on the Ledge at number 3, Underworld at number 2, then Red Tails at number 5. For a 15. Tony, you got a 15. That's okay. I got the same score as you. Just got it a little bit differently. I got One for the Money at number 1, Underworld at number 2, Gray at number 3, Red Tails at number 4, and then out of nowhere, I pick Beauty and the Beast? Huh? At least it's not as bad as when I picked Haywire the other week, right? Insert crickets chirping noise here. Then we move on to the Beast family. We have Father Beast coming in first with Man on the Ledge at number 1, Underworld at number 2, One for the Money at number 3, Red Tails at number 4, and The Gray at number 5. Now, your middle picks, 2, 3, and 4, they were right on the money. But that first and final pick, I'm sorry, Father, it just didn't work out for you. Next, we move on to Mrs. Beast. She took Man on the Ledge at number 1, One for the Money at number 2, The Gray at number 3, Underworld at 4, and Red Tails at number 5. Then we have Mentally coming in, I'm sorry, at the last, getting an 11, just like Mrs. Beast, choosing Man on the Ledge at number 1, Underworld, she got right at number 2, Red Tails at 3, The Gray at number 4, and Contraband pulling up the rear at number 5. Still, 11s, I know what it is like to get those scores. You can pull back, you know, you can pull up. It's the Oscar season. Anything can happen. But with those results, everyone's participation, we get to move on to the leaderboards. Now, usually, we only go down to number 10. I'm just going to go ahead and quickly run through the entire leaderboard. Trust me, it'll take a shorter amount of time than you would expect it to. So we've got Jonathan at first place at a 10.25. Then Father Beast at a 9.5. Cougaron with a 9.375. BD, 9.25. Jeff with a 9.0625. Uriah and Tony tied at a 9. Andrew at 8.5. Lena at an 8.25. Both Mrs. Beast and Menely at an 8. And I bring up the rear at just shy of an 8. Okay, let's actually move on. First, we have, in first place, new for the week, The Hobbit, with an average score of 23. So congratulations. Next, we move on to second place with BD at a 21.95, inching out over Lena with a 21.88 in third place. And we move on to Scott, Tad in fifth, Cougaron in sixth, all with 21 and some odd amounts. So close. A really good week could skyrocket any of them up several places. We have Jeff, this number 7 position. Tony, our first host, at number 8, the 8th position. Tom has a 20.37. Mark, rounding out 10th position, has an average score of 20. Then we have Monty at 11th, the 11th place, with a 19.75. And once again, tied for 12th place are our other hosts, Andrew and Jonathan. Now, I think I can contain my emotion this week. And so with that, that's our leaderboards. I also should mention that a new person, still with an asterisk on their name, I really should explain that, shouldn't I? New participants. Until you've been around a little bit of time, usually about 5 weeks, you have an asterisk on your name on the leaderboard. Basically, that just means that you're still new. You could have those wildly erratic jumps in position based on the fact that there's still so few weeks in your participation, in your weekly average. If you choose not to participate, you still have the asterisk, you might fall off the leaderboards a little bit quicker. But no, you can always come back. We don't erase your scores. It's still in the database. And so newcomers like The Hobbit and my wife, Goose Girl, please continue to participate. We love to have everyone participating as much as they can. Now, since I mentioned participating, I want to go over quickly how you can participate. You can go to our website, www.backseatproducers.com, and post a comment in the post of the episode. We'll see it, and we'll apply it. You can tweet us at BetterInTheBack on Twitter. You can email us at Tony@BackseatProducers.com. You can call us. That voicemail number is 1-618-207-4794. Or, if you're at the website anyway, you can have us call you. Save yourself those long-distance charges. Have us call you. Works fantastic. Before I say goodbye, I just want to leave you with a few parting words. Big Miracle, Chronicle, Woman in Black.